Guess I'm tired.
Children no older than you had to work 12 hours a day to cruel masters who flog them with whips if they was too slowly, and fed them nothing but stale bread, crust, and water. But in among this terrible poverty, there was just three great big beautiful houses that were lived in by rich men who had as many as 30 servants to look after. These rich men were called capitalists.
Capitalist, goodbye!
The fat, ugly man with wicked faces like the one in the picture on the opposite page. You can see that he is dressed in a long black coat, which is called a frock coat, and a queer shiny hat, shaped like a stovepipe, which was called a top hat. This was the uniform of a capitalist. No one else was allowed to wear it.
Why not?
I don't know!
The capitalists owned everything in the world, everyone else was a slave. They owned all the land, all the houses, all the factories, and all the money. Anyone destroyed them, they could throw him into prison, or they could take his job away and starve him to death. When any ordinary person spoke to a capitalist, he had to cringe and bow to him, and to take off the cast and address him as sir.
Sir, you might be needing me, I'll sit down for a while.
Chief of all the capitalist companies.
King!
I understand how, I do not understand why. Freedom is the freedom to say that 2 + 2 makes 4. If that is granted, all as follows.
1984. This is 1984.
Oh yeah!
That is the end of section 1.